Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're talking about something like a SEAL team.
We are.
Chasing down cancer.
Cancer, yeah. Big study this week, Pat. It was just huge excitement. So this is pancreatic cancer, first of all, which, as you know, is a very hard one to treat.
Yeah.
People are given months once they're diagnosed. They've devised a way to get the immune system to hunt down the pancreatic tumour itself and then the metastases that are spreading around the body. So it's really like a heat-seeking missile in a way, and it's really working. Now, it's still preclinical. Let's make that clear to people. It's still experimental. But this is the best advance, some people are saying, the best advance they've seen in the prospect of treating pancreatic cancer.
What is the weapon they use?
The weapon is your own immune system, as ever, Pat. So you have an immune cell called an NKT cell, an usual jargon, right? That stands for natural killer, which tells you what this is doing. It kills tumour cells. And it's a natural process.
Yeah.
They're engineering them to really be much more effective and giving them a second weapon actually to help them fight the tumour. And then you take the cells from people's blood, you engineer them to really hunt down the tumour cell, put them back in again, and now they find the tumours and kill it.
So you just inject them into the bloodstream,
yeah.
Is it? And then they make their way anywhere these cells might be.
They make their way. And yesterday, Pat, in Trinity, we had a cancer expert giving a great seminar. He works on the immune system and cancer. Adrian Hayday is his name. He used this phrase, unrelenting force, at the moment, Pat. So there's so much work going on now to get the immune system to use unrelenting force against cancer. And this is another example. And what's good, Pat, is they can actually sniff out the cancer cells, these cells. They can detect them because tumours release certain chemicals. Mm-hmm. And people often know about this. Like, for example, dogs can sometimes sense cancer because the tumour is making chemicals. These cells seek that chemical gradient and track it all the way to the tumour cell and then latch onto it and then kill the cell. So it's very sophisticated.
Now, this is called CAR-NKT, but there was another treatment called the CAR-T treatment.
Yeah. That's much more well known now. And in my business, Pat, CAR-T is all over the place. That was the first time this was ever shown. That was another way to get the immune system to kill tumours. In that situation, again, you take the blood, you engineer the T cell to go back into the body and hunt down the tumour, right? And the first example of that was in leukemias. And what you do is you engineer into the T cell, almost like a hand, to grab onto the cancer cell when it's back in the body. That's the CAR part of this. And you stick it back in, the hand grabs onto the leukemic cell. In blood, it was easy because everything's floating there. And it works. You get 90% remission now, Pat, and sometimes leukemias with CAR-T.
But this new development will chase it when it's in tissue, for
That's
example, in the organs. It'll find its way in there and
you've
do
got
the
it.
Job.
See, a tumour is a nasty environment, Pat. It's pumping out chemicals. It's very toxic. When the immune system gets in there, it dies usually. It's very hard to keep the immune cells active in this very sort of messy environment. That's why it works more on leukemias, because that's in your blood. It's a bit easier, but the solid tumours have been much more challenging. But this system here is able to hunt into the tissue itself and then do its job.
Are there side effects?
That's the worry. Yeah, now, a CAR-T itself, of course, what happens there is you're putting these T cells back in the body. They sometimes get too active and they make these things called cytokines. You may have heard of the cytokine storm that we spoke about during the pandemic. That's a natural molecule is getting overproduced, and that can cause all kinds of problems. You know, by the way, a company I'm working with, Poolbeg, is trying to limit that cytokine storm as a way to stop that side effect. But a certain percent of people, it goes into overdrive and causes all kinds of nasty symptoms. Some people actually...
Could the cure be worse than the disease?
This is the fear, yeah. And in fact, sometimes people get autoimmune diseases because the immune system is so overactive. The trick, of course, is to get the immune system in the right state, not make it too active. But that side effect can be troubling in some patients.
Now, when it's preclinical, are they working on mice yet? Or
they are. Yeah, that's the thing to tell people. We often have to start, sadly, with animals because you can't go into humans immediately. But this is quite good, Pat. You take a mouse, you put a human pancreatic tumour into the mouse. So the mouse is now carrying the pancreatic tumour, and that's your model. And it grows just like pancreatic cancer would in humans. And that's your model system. And then you test your new approach in those mice. And in this case, those pancreatic tumours spread all over the mouse's body. They're in the liver, in the skin. Mm. They inject it in the CAR-NKTs, and they cure the cancer in the mice. Now, again, it is mice, so you've got to be slightly careful. But it's a really good model ahead of going into humans themselves, because you'd imagine in the real human situation, it's the same kind of tumour anyway.
Now, they picked the probably the most intractable cancer, the pancreatic cancer. There are others where there are survival rates which are very encouraging,
yeah,
but they could be used for those cancers too.
They could. And in this case, what's actually happening is that the pancreatic tumour expresses a protein called mesothelin, another mouthful, on its surface. You're engineering the immune cell to grab onto the mesothelin, and now it finds the tumour, grabs onto it. And mesothelin is up in pancreatic cancer, but it's also up in breast and ovarian. And they're the next two they're talking about next. They won't just be pancreatic, is what they're predicting. Another one called mesothelioma that you might have heard of, but that's caused by asbestos. That's mesothelin again, is out of control. So again, you can see a situation where these immune cells will hunt down the cells making the mesothelin and then kill them, is the idea.
How long, if it proves to be successful in mice, which it has done, then you move to some sort of human trials, how long before this? Because it won't be an expensive technique.
Well, what's amazing is that the CAR-T one, the one we spoke earlier about, that's very expensive. It's $300,000 a patient. Can you believe it? Because it's very complicated to take someone's blood, engineer the T cells, put them back in again. With this one, it's called off the shelf. Now, what I mean by that is I could take your blood, engineer the NKT cells, put them in the fridge, and then anybody could, they could be used in anybody, you know?
Okay.
And they're predicting $5,000 a patient. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Now, of course, you'd like it to be true, but it's going to be a lot cheaper than the CAR-T approach because it's called off the shelf, which is a really important development.
Well, a couple of years?
Yeah, but the thing is now, what's happening, Pat, is this is causing such excitement. There's pressure to fast-track the clinical trials. Yeah. Patients want these treatments as soon as possible, you know? It's in UCLA. I have a great quote, Pat, from the lead investigator. It's going to be potent, safe, scalable and affordable. That's the goal, right?
That's fantastic.
And they're running fast now to get into humans as quickly
and then,
as
of
possible.
Course, in the early trials, if it's working, it might be unethical to deprive people
You've
of
got it.
It.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, and if the price is $5,000 a patient, can you imagine patent pancreatic cancer extends someone's life by 5, 6, 10 years? That's the goal here. So they're going very fast on this one.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.